Grace, mercy, and much peace from God our Heavenly Father and from His dear Son Jesus Christ be and abide with you. Amen. The words to which I direct your attention this morning with the aid of God's Holy Spirit, we find recorded in Paul's letter to the Philippian Christians, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Christian friends, brothers and sisters, our age is often called the atomic age. In remembrance of the terrifying forces which modern science has set free by splitting the atom, man controls today powers far beyond whatever generation could have imagined. But it is also true that no generation has been more afraid of the power it needs than our generation. It is a vastly different power in which St. Paul glories. He did not have the use of invention of our age. He could not, by pressing a button or pulling a lever, release powers which we commonly apply in our factories and homes today. He did not have the mighty engines and machines which we have available to us today. Despite this lack, he dared to claim a greater and a better power. He claimed to be able to do all things by the strength of his union with Christ. Life could bring him no task too great, no trial too severe, and no suffering too overwhelming for the ability which he has through his contact with the dynamic Christ. When he was weak and had to lean most heavily upon his almighty companion, he was then strong. This is the weakness and the complete dependence in which the strength of Christ is made perfect. And Paul could say that with conviction, indeed and in truth. But he was able without many things to do, not even to want them, and yet to be happy. He passed up and down the whole scale of social things for want to abundance down and again for abundance to want. But Paul robbed poverty of its dangers by bearing it as the will of God, and robbed abundance of its temptation by remembering that he brought nothing into this world and could carry nothing out. Both to be full and filled and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need, to be in want, seems like a great achievement, but Paul does not want to count it so. He has much more to pass his strength. Humbly and yet triumphantly, he tells the Philippians how he was able to do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever lies within the horizon of duty, whatever Christ would have him do, he could do. In connection with Christ, the strong Son of God, he can rise superior to every need and circumstance, can bear prosperity without pride and adversity without a murmur. It is Christ who empowered Paul. It is Christ who empowered Luther and Livingston. And dear friends, it is Christ who can and will empower us for in and all situations which may confront us. Yes, as Christ strengthened Paul, Luther, and Livingston, and others, so for us today, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, is the promise of God to those who put their trust in Him. Faith can work wonders not by reason of its inherent virtue, but because it involves the omnipotence of God. Our life and our fighting world have no deeper need than the ability to do all things in the strength of Christ, the all-powerful love of Christ. A missionary was returning to a station after a visit to his home country. His friend came to bid him farewell, and he found the missionary reading his New Testament. And in the course of the ensuing conversation, the friend expressed astonishment at the missionary's fortitude in forsaking all the ease and comfort which he might enjoy here at home, and now going out to face danger and possible death in a savage country. Quietly, the missionary handed the man the testament which he had been reading and turned to the fly sheet where the words were written. I cannot do it alone. The waves run fast and high. The fog grows clear around, and the light goes out in the sky. But I know that we too shall win in the end. Jesus and I, coward and wayward and weak, I came and with the changing sky to those so safe and brave. Tomorrow, weak and dead. But He never gives in. So we too shall win, Jesus and I. And so you, my friend, so all of us who in Christ the crucified are answered. And we can indeed and truth say as good Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens Him. God grant that to you for Jesus' sake. Amen.